cooking John, fire.
Start now.
John.
Yeah, now that's working.
It looks like it's looking great, this system.
Yeah. Good. We can see you guys fine, and now we can hear you.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, that's 7. So, here we go.
Doug, I just want to make sure your speakers and your microphone on the laptop are closed down. Your speakers especially.
Yes, they are right now.
Okay, great.
Is it a go?
Let's go, man.
Okay. Okay, call to order. This regular meeting of the mayor and council of the borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times by posting it in the borough hall on a bulletin board reserved for such announcements and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 3rd, 2022. This agenda is complete to the extent known and formal action will be taken. Roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. Crowley?
Here.
Mr. Barakia?
Here.
Mr. Bombs?
Here.
Mayor Gluckstein?
Here. Please stand for a silent prayer and pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label.
Okay, so I need approval of previous meeting minutes for July 11th and July 14th.
I'll move that.
Okay, and roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Barakia?
Yes.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Minutes have passed.
Thank you. And we have no unfinished business. There's no workshop. So we are now moving into the public comment on the consent agenda items only. Please state your name and address and move to the front of the room so that we can hear you. Is there anyone?
No hands raised on Zoom, Mayor.
Okay, so this was for the consent agenda. Since I see no hands or no one on Zoom, we'll move on. Resolution 120-2022 provided grace period third quarter taxes. Resolution 121, dedication by rider, police explorers program. Brian, do you want to say anything on this?
Oh,
okay. Okay, resolution 122, payment of bills, $836,711.18. I need a motion and a second. Okay, do you want to say anything?
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, so motion and second and roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Barakia?
Yes.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
Thank you. And this ordinance 10-2022, establishing a Veterans Affairs Committee. This is just the introduction. I need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second, Murphy.
You don't have any public comment on anything.
No, they could have just now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any comments? Okay. So roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Barakia?
Yes.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Ordinance 10-2022 has been properly introduced. Public hearing and possible adoption on August 11th.
Thank you. Now, reports. Councilman Murphy.
Thank you, Mayor. Got a bunch of stuff here. I'm going to try and get through it quickly, but speaking slowly.
Okay.
AHPD, we're going to leave for Councilman Baums. He can touch base on that along with the Explorers program. I will also leave the OEM and other first aid tactical force for Councilman Doherty. And I will jump right into the first aid report. Total year-to-date calls is 124. In June, the squad answered 13 calls. In July, since leadership transferred, they've answered 43 calls, four times as many, which goes to show the big shift in the squad, in the momentum, and everything that's going into it. The mission statement remains, answer the call. We've got a big shift in that momentum and enthusiasm, as I mentioned. Current members and past members are all responding, coming back into the building, and attempting to renew their EMT status with the state, those who have lost it. As of now, we have six potential new applicants, either in hand, applications either in hand, or in the process of being completed for the membership committee to review shortly.
Nice.
Rapport and relationship building is also on track with the fire department and police officers, as well as surrounding EMS squads, including HMH. The line is considering an open house at the building for residents to come down and get to know us and consider joining the squad. Tom Stone continues to focus on the squad's training and will be running our monthly drill on August 2nd. The topic of training will be CPR on the move. Other squads have been invited to participate as well. The chief is planning on rolling out and discussing a new piece of life-saving equipment acquired by the squad. It is called LifeVac, which is a suction device for choking victims. Anyone interested in learning more can view a video at www.lifevac.net. Speaking of enhancing our squad services, two of our EMTs have been selected to take a high-level 16-hour training course called PHTLS, which stands for Pre-Hospital Trauma Life Support. Ambulances have all been recently serviced, repairing their tires, changing the oil, and adding the Spillman system to all vehicles.
Nice.
Chief would like to start a new thing each meeting where he gives special shout-outs to the squad members. Three tonight will be John Wilson. John's updating and organizing our MCR, the dash one, which stands for Mass Casualty Truck, as well as helping today to get the Zodiac boat in the water and EMS ready. The Zodiac is perfect for water emergencies and rescues inside the breakwall. Ann Schaller is diligently working on updating our computer system, our patient reporting system called ImageTrend, and revamping our website and social media sites. A big shout out to Jimmy Phillips, the DPW team, and our borough administrator, mm-hmm. Rob Ferragina, for helping with maintenance and improvements within the squad building. There's been a new fan installed to circulate the air, repainted the backup white lines in the driveway, and continual upkeep with landscaping. All is very much appreciated. Lastly, the squad responded to a motor vehicle accident recently where a police officer had passed away. All on the scene and those that weren't were heartbroken. And all of us send our deepest sympathy to his families and fellow police officers. And that's it for first aid. So, recreation, I will leave movies in a theater for Councilman Crowley, although we've got an exciting movie planned this weekend. Soccer registration is still open. It closes on August 15th, and this is for kindergarten through sixth graders. The price for the season is $60. Our mayor's favorite, Little Kickers, which is ages 3 through 4, also will begin. There are three sessions at $30 a session. Summer basketball is underway, and I'd like to give a big shout out to Chris Parmesan as well as Claire Kozak. They are doing a fantastic job running this basketball program down at the Harbor. If you have not had a chance to check out a night, it is fun to watch. We recently had a pickleball free clinic, occurred on last Thursday, 21st, and that seems to have gone very well, Mayor, from what I understand. And that is pretty much it for recreation. We did not have a meeting in July. Next meeting is in August. As far as Department of Public Works, our street department is conducting road surface patchwork. You will see them out there. They are repairing street signs, cutting back brush, using the frail mower, painting roadway areas, and many other tasks. Building and Grounds is continuing their weed control and lawn maintenance on all borough properties. Little known fact, there are over 40 borough-owned property parcels that our buildings and grounds maintain. Water and Sewer Department has been tremendous, has been pumping a tremendous amount of water through the hot, dry weather we are experiencing. They are also doing all they can to work with the Shade Tree Committee. They are working closely with Ken Grosso. During this extreme heat and dry spell, water basins have been installed on many of the borough trees, and the DPW members have been going out filling them daily, sometimes even twice a day. DPW will be removing several dead trees at the direction of the Shade Tree Commission. The trees will be replaced in the fall. A small amount of rain we received last night is nowhere near enough to recharge this area. The Sanitation Department, the heat and humidity has been extremely difficult on the members, and they're doing the best that they can. We also like to ask that in regards to recycling, multiple recycling violations are still being issued each week. This is probably going to be a redundant one that we hear at every council meeting because it's important that the residents take these warnings serious. This takes a tremendous amount of additional time for the sanitation members, the office staff, and code enforcement, so please follow clearly the posted rules on the borough calendar. Fire caution, and I'll leave with this, with the excessive dry climate and extreme temperatures, please be extremely careful with any and all outdoor barbecuing, fire pits, and chimneys. It is strongly recommended that the entire yard and roofs of the structures are completely hosed off after use until the region gets a few days of some rain. I believe that is all the important stuff. Please refer to, or actually assistance need a reminder, please help trim around your neighborhood fire hydrants and keep your neighborhood storm basins and drains clear. For any other questions or concerns, please refer to the borough calendar for all schedules. And any important issues, please call Director Jimmy Phillips at 848-444-0067. That's it for me, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Lori, you're up next. Can you hear? Okay.
I apologize for not being with you tonight. I lasted 2.5 years and tested positive for COVID this week, and I've had a pretty rough bout of it, so I do personally want to let the public know that our neighborhood pharmacy, Mr. Stryker and his team, they do have Paxlovid in stock, and it has made a world of difference for me. As soon as I was able to get my first dose, I knew that within 12 hours felt a lot better, and it's just the last couple of days I've been back to myself. So I just out of precaution, and I am clear today but out of precaution.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want to come in first. There's some reverb in that. There's reverb in that.
So we can hear you okay, though.
We can hear you fine.
We don't hear reverb here.
Anyway, that's a good one. In the harbor, I noticed today that we made progress on the painting of the gazebo. It's my teacher is doing it, so I know it's high quality work, so it's beautiful, so we're excited to not be completed. Also, Mr. Phillips had identified that he spotted lanterns down in the harbor to put it into the state. If that is something that we should be keeping an eye out for after 3 days this community. In addition, from a personal perspective, we fortunately thought we'd filled the planning board members' territory since he's still already in the position, but that we decided to take it to the job somewhere. The top committee will be Mr. Berginess and the right candidate for that position. And Shade Tree brought up my report, Shade Tree brought up the DPW report, which is great. Thank you both for that. Check the DPW stage for our tree well maintained and watered. Open space will be meeting in September. Right now, there's not a lot on our agenda, and so we have a couple of things that happen at the quality with potential. Although we will be putting an RFP and hire a planner, it will be on the that's it, Mayor.
Thank you.
Okay. So thank you, Mayor. I have nothing to add to Fire EUS Councilman Murphy's extensive report. Planning Board. The next Planning Board meeting will be held 1 week from tonight, Thursday, August 4th. As previously discussed here, the board will hear and discuss any recommendations that the Cannabis Subcommittee has for proposed Ordinance 09-2022.
This August 4th meeting will be a hybrid one with both in-person and Zoom participation enabled. We encourage everyone who's able to attend to participate in that. Shade Tree has not met since our last meeting. Its next meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, August 10th. Parking Committee, I will defer to Councilman Crowley for this report. And lastly, Environmental. The Environmental Commission met this past Tuesday, July 26th at 7. The group discussed several items of note. Commissioner Morgan Spicer is working on an updated Lenape Woods trail map. The group is also planning to present at the upcoming Atlantic Highlands Day celebration this October. The event, which is scheduled currently for Saturday, October 22nd, and perhaps Councilman Crowley will say more about this either tonight or at a future event, will once again coincide with the Clean Ocean Action Beach Sweeps, same day. So we'll have more information on this event as it develops. Lastly, I have some excellent news to share that's related to the environment and environmental issues. As of reported previously, Atlantic Highlands applied for electric vehicle charging station tourism grant program administered through the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities. We found out this week that we won two grants. One grant for two dual port level two charging stations. That grant is worth up to $9,000 in installation and make ready costs. And another grant for one level three DC fast charger. That grant is worth up to $75,000 for make ready and installation costs. The process has been a long one. There's been great help from Environmental Commission Chairman Blake Deacon, Councilman Bonds, mm-hmm. when he was Environmental Commissioner, Mr. Ferragina, Jimmy Phillips, lots of help. It was an absolute team effort. We do have a ways to go. We're going to look to hold a workshop on EV chargers at a near future council meeting, and we wait further details and instructions from the BPU, but this is excellent news to help move it forward, bolstering tourism to our community and developing the infrastructure needed as more and more EVs are hitting the mm-hmm. roads. What's more, and this is important, these stations will produce revenue for our community. So we'll look forward to sharing more details with the public as we know them. And thank you to all who helped move this process along.
That's excellent. Wonderful news. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Terrific.
Okay. Crowley? John?
Yes. Good evening, everybody. First, my apologies that my mug and Lori's are so well. My mug. Lori looks good, very good. But unfortunately, you got to look at my mug on half that screen. But I'm glad we're up and running tonight. I feel like you're all with all of you. But I guess I've learned a lesson, which is I cannot doodle any longer from my position because I can clearly see that on the camera.
Oh, yeah.
So technology and communication stuff is up and running. Clearly, we've got a couple of little boxes. I'm getting a little bit of reverb, and I think Lori did too. I think it's clear on your side, is what you said?
Yeah,
very clear.
Okay, good. All right, so we'll work on that for the next meeting. Parking committee, other than that, nothing new on technology and communication. Parking committee, the Holly Tree lot there at the C Street, that gate has been moved thanks to Jimmy Phillips and his crew. The signage is all in place, and that's with the net gain of approximately three parking spaces, I think. So looking wherever we can to be able to improve our parking around town. Mayor and Mr. Ferragina, you'll see that the parking committee has suggested a fee change for parking, for a paid parking permit. Currently, we're charging $25 a year. As a comparable, I can tell you 10 Ocean charges $450 a year. And while it's not the purpose of the committee to make a suggestion of a giant raise in parking, what we are suggesting to Mayor and Council to consider is a raise for this coming year for the amount of roughly $8 and some change, so about $100 for the entire year. And then there's a suggested rate change for the next 2 years, and that'll be and paperwork that I think Mr. Fisher, the chair of the parking committee, has given to you. But they're modest gains, but with the idea that we can get a little more, that put us more in line with what other communities, what other establishments here in town are. And then for recreation, as Councilman Murphy said, and also Councilman Dougherty, we are having an Atlantic Highlands Day on the 22nd of October. Keep your eyes peeled. We'll have more announcements on that. It's Atlanta Palance Day featuring Touch a Truck. Did very, very well last year. We added a load of food. We added some live music. We want to expand on that, maybe a couple of bands and more food offering, more food trucks down there. And as Councilman Dougherty said, the Environmental Committee is going to be joining us in a bigger way. They'll have more tables there. Of course, all of our commissions will be invited, whether that's Shade Tree, Parking, Technology, Communication, you name it. Everybody will be invited to join in. There'll be more activities for kids this year, so it promises to be a lot of fun. And then this Sunday, July 31st, thanks to the Recreation Committee and also with the aid of Mayor and Council and our great Harvard staff and our police department, we're going to have the first of our three summer drive-in movies, calling them drive-in movies, sort of a holdover from the pandemic when we actually did drive-in. But now we're having it on the lawn down in the marina. So just bring your chair, bring a blanket. We're going to be showing Dirty Dancing. Yes. That is by the community. That yes. was far away, the big winner. I think the other two movies still going to be on the site, I believe, are going to be Coco, and I think Goonies was the third offering that everybody chose. Nice. So again, that's Sunday, July 31st, starting at 8:30. Absolutely free. We will have a donation bucket if you want to throw in a couple bucks to help offset the cost of renting the movie. And there's some meal deals at some of our local restaurants like Julio's Pizza and Mommy's Barbecue. If you go in, they'll have a special offering for you at a reduced rate. And also the Atlantic Movie House, thank you, Morgan Spicer, is going to be joining us, and they'll be selling popcorn down there. And I think they might have some other concessions. So come hungry. Don't be yeah. completely fed by the time you show up at 8:30 and you're going to treat and a movie under the stars. So that's it there.
Thank you. I'm fully excited about the movie, and so is my mom.
Bring mom down. She'll, yeah. she'll love it.
Okay, and Steve.
Okay, I'm going to talk about finance. You know, I always feel like what I have to say is like the least interesting, because, you know, we've got a lot of really fun things going on all the time, and I get to talk about finance, right? But I don't have any real new information at this point, but today, if you've been reading the news or watching the news, we're officially in a recession, and with higher interest rates, it's important we stick to our traditional policy of not spending a ton of money on things that are unnecessary, being really careful, avoid unnecessary debt, and we can continue to keep the trend of keeping our taxes flat the way we have the last 5 years. This is a case where good policy really matters to the life of our residents. It affects everybody if we don't do this right. Bad policy creates all kinds of bad results. Just look, you know, you've got high gas prices, we've got high food prices, and, you know, everybody's feeling the heat. So we don't want to be in a situation locally where we do something that adds to the cost and expense of our residents, because it's just going to pile on. And, I don't know about any of you, but I remember when my first mortgage, the first mortgage that I applied for, I was told how great it was. It was only 11% interest, right? So it was amazing, you know, how high a payment you have. So I'm always mindful of that, and I know everybody else in the council is too. We're trying to keep things affordable. It's one of the things we really like about Atlanta Commons, we try to do. So anyway, with personnel, I want to switch to personnel real quick. Our assistant for Borough Hall had accepted a position and then rescinded it. The person we really thought was our top pick got a better offer somewhere else. So we're still looking. If you know anybody who's interested, that opening is there. Technology, John covered. Harbor, I just want to add that the pyramid anchors are ordered. We're getting ordered now. That was all approved. And Cannabis Committee, August 11th is the date of our vote. If you have any feelings about this and you haven't spoken up, please do. Contact me or anybody else. You know, we all talk, and we want to hear from you. And with that, I'm done.
Thank you.
Okay.
As the mayor already discussed, Resolution 121-2020, congratulations to Dave Cunha for taking the reins on this one, and the local BA 242, the Police Explorers of Atlanta Collins, has begun. Ages 14 to 18 can apply at the police headquarters. We're all excited to see this move forward. The PBA 242 also made a generous donation towards this to help get it off the ground, so thank you to them. Next, after 27 years of service to the Borough of Atlantic Island, Sergeant Steve Doherty had resigned, and his last day was on July 22nd. His official effective date will be August 1st. He'll be missed. He was surrounded by friends and families at the walkout ceremony. If you know Steve, he was part of the LEAD program, one of the people who got it off the ground. All of our kids had seen him in the school, so he was always a face around town, always had a warm smile for you and nice words to say, so we'll miss him. As of July 16th, the suicide hotline has changed from the old 11-digit number to a new number, which is now 988. It's a lot easier just to put it in your phone, but everybody should be aware of that. OEM report. Director Weimer has been quite busy sending out updates with all the excessive heat to all the departments over the last couple weeks. As Jim said earlier, all these DPW guys are out there breaking their necks, picking up garbage, cleaning everything up. There's a lot of things for her to keep on top of and send out all of her alerts. She's doing a fantastic job. The EMS task force has not met since our last meeting. EMS update fire's already been done. What else do I have here? And lastly, thank you for the introduction of the Ordinance 1022 for establishing a Veterans Affair Committee. Mr. Senna and Brian and I have been talking about this. We've got such a great community with a lot of volunteers. We've got so many great people in this community who have served or are serving currently. Thought it'd be a great idea to move this forward. Get a community affairs group together who can do the research on some of these people. Some of these people, their grandkids are getting to the age where they're starting to pass on. So it'd be nice to get the back information and stories from them. Maybe we could do something in the future, like QR codes for the park across the street where we see all the names all the time, but we don't know a lot about them. Maybe we could do something with QR codes or something along those lines, but that's something we're looking at doing in the future. And I'm sure there'll be some volunteers from the community as well, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, administrator's report. You're on.
Thank you, Mayor. We received a communication from the Department of the Navy informing us that Dr. Marissa Zuzalak is the new Community Plans and Liaison Officer for Naval Weapons Station Earl, so we congratulate her. Mm-hmm. Pursuant to New Jersey State PL 2021 Chapter 182, certain rental units in Atlantic Highlands will now be required to be tested by the borough for lead-based paint, initially upon rental and once every 3 years. On July 18th, we received a public notice from the Monmouth County Planning Board stating that pursuant to NJSA 4027-4, they will hold a public hearing on August 15th at 2 p.m. to consider adoption of the Monmouth County Farmland Preservation Plan 2022 as an element of the Monmouth County Master Plan. Participation in the meeting is also available via telephone or WebEx conference. The next item, I believe, was already mentioned, but I'll repeat it again because I think it's important. The DEP local government assistance sent us a communication on July 22nd to inform that the new nationwide number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline hotline is 988. Additional information about this new hotline may be found at the New Jersey Department of Human Services website. On July 26th, New Jersey Executive Order 301 directed all U.S. flags and the flag of New Jersey to be flown at half-staff in recognition and mourning of Assemblyman Ronald Dancer, an accomplished and respected legislator and devoted public servant. And lastly, earlier today we received notice that the New Jersey DEP encourages New Jersey residents and businesses to conserve water. Given the drier than usual conditions this summer in New Jersey, the NJDEP is encouraging New Jersey residents and businesses to conserve water. The DEP will continue to monitor water supplies very closely and advise the local governments and water systems as appropriate. For a DEP microscope on water conservation measures, visit their website. And that's all I have this evening.
Okay, thank you. And Doug Fulmer.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. With regards to Upper Prospect Road, the retaining wall, my structural engineers and geotechnical engineers are working on a conceptual cost estimate at this point. That'll aid the borough in planning for any the necessary repairs or reconstruction moving forward. At the last meeting, there was inquiry regarding the stormwater outfall repair downslope of Bayside Drive. I've reviewed the upstream drainage area, the contributory areas, and it is not, there's not water coming down to that location through that pipe run from Monmouth County right away. The significant pipe crossing on Bayside Drive further to the west is the main conveyance of the upland county water, where historically the county has participated in cost sharing, but not this outfall. So the emergency work that's underway with the gabion repair is going to be a municipal responsibility obligation.
Mm-hmm.
The 2022 road program survey and base map is done. The plans are being advanced now. Typical procedure for advancing a project like this will be, I'll present it here, get public input. Once we all come to a consensus, I will petition the DOT for authorization to go out to bid. We have time still to perform all those steps ahead of the DOT grant award deadline, which is, I believe, in September. South Avenue Park, our survey and base map is done at this point. The non-regulated upland areas have been identified. What we're going to do next is work with the playground equipment providers to provide a concept and 3D rendering of the playground equipment that would fit within the borough's budget, and we could bring that back here for public input before finalizing any designs.
Okay, thank you.
And
Doug, is it possible to look into any of those sensory devices or anything like we did on Mary Minor?
Yeah,
beyond that point.
Absolutely. That becomes like that's a very regular element in the overall design at this point. Educational placards, pieces, as well as the different sensory components.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is this enough?
No report tonight, Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're moving on to public comment. Remember, name and address, and please move forward to the front of the room with your questions, comments.
Okay, James Carroll, 77 Bayside Drive. Congratulations, you're now in the 21st century. with the exception of the glitch with Councilwoman Colin Leitner, I think you can see that council people can participate much better than by the phone system. Rolling back to the 20th century, I want to bring up something that I've mentioned probably over the last 10 years.
How about that?
The borough has a website. I think there's a Facebook page. I'm not a Facebook person to any great extent. But I think in the communication world, there are two types of communication, passive and active.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that you should have at least a monthly email going out to residents who sign up. And I made a brief list of some things that just occurred to me as sitting there, including some things that came up in tonight's meeting. Now, if you sent out something on the first of every month, listing the meetings in the country in the coming month, community events, you can even have a save the date for events in the future, like the Atlantic Islands Day. You can announce things like brush and leaf pickups, hybrid flushing, the recreation registration. It was great to hear that things are picking up in the EMS squad, but if you had something going out over the last year or two, maybe that would happen a little faster. Announce the employee of the month every month.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a great program, and the employees saw that on their own email. Uh-huh. It boosts the morale of the staff. Recycling issues, something that Jim brought up. To remind people how to do that, and the suicide hotline that Jim is on there. The other thing I think you should consider is some method of having a text broadcast so that when emergency situations come up, I don't know if it affected many people, but we had, on Bayside Drive, we had two power outages in the last 48 hours. Not really an emergency for many of us who are generators, but it'd be nice if the borough has any information on that. I know that that's controlled by JCP now, not by you folks. But again,
thank you.
Great to see this, this working now. Thank you.
Thanks. John, did you hear what he was saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jim, in the next, hopefully by the end of the year, the work that we're doing in the technology and communications committee, we're trying to make ahnj.com a lot easier to navigate. So all the points that you raised about events or recycling, any of those things that you mentioned, are actually at this moment in time in a beta format where, you know, it's a big button on the screen and there are fewer things that you have to scroll through. You can just tap the button and it will take you to those areas that you mentioned specifically. I would suggest let's go live with that once we get a buy-off from Mayor and Council on this layout and see if maybe that is the answer to what you're saying. I understand the difference between that and a newsletter, but let's see if maybe this is a solution. And then I've reached out to, as I said 2 weeks ago, I've reached out to our AM radio supplier. And now that the weather's warmer, we're just trying to nail down a date when we can do the test. And then what you just said about the power outage earlier this week, that's a perfect example where a message can be updated right away. And because you don't have power, you weren't able to get any information necessarily, especially if your Wi-Fi was out. But this, if you have a portable radio or you've got a radio in your car, you can go right to the AH radio station and get that information. And that's one of the main points of being able to do something like that, so that we can keep that information updated and available to anybody, no matter how lo-fi your technology is.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, John. Anyone else? Questions? Comments? Zoom?
No hands raised, Mayor.
Okay, so I need a motion.
I'll move it, Mayor.
Second.
Okay. To go into executive session.
Mm-hmm.
Discuss Mother Teresa, approximate duration 30 minutes, and no formal action will be taken thereafter.
Okay.
All right, have a motion, a second. Roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Baracchia?
Yes.
Mr. Baum?
Yes.
So, motion is passed.
I don't need to stay.
Right.
Correct.
You don't.
So, before everyone leaves, on August 9th, I do this every year with Kim Spitola and I have a blood drive. So if you are a donator or if you know someone that donates, please reach out to me or Kim Spitola, and we'd love to have some blood. So thanks.
So, we'll see you later.
I don't have to.
We're good. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll move that.
Oh, second, Murphy.
Can I get no one better?
Oh, in favor.
Yeah.
Hi.
See
you. Abstain?
Hi, Evan.
No.
Objection?
We actually, technically, you're supposed to move to come out of executive. Sorry.
All right. Can I get a motion to come out of executive session?
Yes. I'll move that. Say second.
Now do a motion to adjourn.
Can I get a motion
to adjourn? I think John is, can't, he's pointing his ear.
He can't hear us.
I'm on.
Can you hear us?
You're muted.
We're muted.
Oh, we're muted.
We're
muted.
Yes, how about now? There's Doug.
Hey, Doug.
You know, so Doug, we had all over again, Brian.
We pay you too much to be the IT person.
John, can you hear us?
No, he's going to be on mute. Hold on.
How about now?
Can you hear us?
There you go.
Whoa.
All right, motion to come out of executive.
Crowley moves.
Second. Roll call.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
You get your choice.
Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll move it.
Murphy, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Good night, everyone.
See you guys. Good night.